Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
656 at 580 CFRA. 656. You may have heard Lowell Green talking about gendercide last week. That is the practice widespread in certain parts of the world, notably China, India, parts of Africa, the practice of aborting fetuses of little girls in favor of boys. They know that after they speak to their doctor that they're going to have a little girl, and they abort for a whole series of cultural and economic reasons. Now, in Canada, two medical experts in Canada, writing in a major obstetrics piece, are calling for legislation to prevent doctors from sharing information with their female patients on the, well, with their patients, male or female, on the gender of the child still in the womb. Dr. Dworkin joins us now on CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Let me ask you a very direct question, doctor, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Have you ever had a parent based on, and this would be based on your suspicions as well as your actual knowledge, based on the gender of a child, indicate, oh, I don't want to have this child?
That's never happened in my practice, that I can tell you without a doubt. In fact, when the ultrasounds are done to identify the sex of the baby, you really can only get that information at around 20 weeks anyway. So, and which comes to a point where it's very late to even consider an abortion. So finding out a baby's sex before 19, 20 weeks is a rare occurrence. But the direct answer to your question is no, I have not seen that happen in my practice.
Well, that's a fortunate thing. Wouldn't it be a dilemma for a physician if they felt that by sharing the gender of the unborn fetus, they might be causing someone to have an abortion because it was going to be a little girl?
It would certainly be a dilemma. And again, this type of thing is where you have to consider, do you withhold information from a patient on suspicion that they may do something? I mean, that then opens up a whole Pandora's box for other areas of medicine. And the whole idea is being open with your patient. And if they ask a question and you have the answer, you're supposed to provide the answer to them. But when information comes from an ultrasound, I know we're out of time, when information comes from an ultrasound, it doesn't say what the baby's sex is. The physician usually isn't told what the baby's sex is because the patient is usually informed at the ultrasound itself by the ultrasonographer. So yeah, there's that issue as well. So do we apply that then to the ultrasound centers where someone is asking and they're excited to find out? So that's an issue as well.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're very welcome, Steve.